This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Governor Chris Christie took questions from constituents at his first town hall meeting since controversial lane closures on the George Washington Bridge last September and allegations that his administration has mishandled Sandy relief money. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz was at the Jersey Shore community of Port Monmouth where Christie held the meeting. Hi, Matt.
Hi there, Amy.
Up to this point, Matt, the governor's town halls have been a source of political strength for him, and they've helped fuel his popularity. But as we know, a lot has changed since his last town hall way back in June. What was the atmosphere like today?
The crowd at the beginning seemed quieter than normal. It wasn't the same loud applause and wild cheering that I'm used to hearing at these things. There were protesters outside, a handful of them, which is unusual. They were demanding that Christie resign. And at one point, he was heckled by a woman because he refused to directly answer a question about why the biggest Sandy contractor, HGI, which was in charge of getting people back in their homes, why that contractor was fired. So that was unusual. But, you know, he moved on and he got a couple of softball questions about Springsteen and then a question from an adorable three-year-old that ended with a high five and awes from the crowd. He used the word BS, of the full word, though, and the crowd loved that. So he really wooed them by the end, and they seem in large part to love him by the time this thing was over, and notably, not a single question about the George Washington Bridge lane closures. So he was happy about that.
What does that tell you, Matt?
I think that means that there's maybe a disconnect between what has become a national political obsession over why Christie's people ordered these lane closures and what people in towns affected by Sandy are experiencing right now. I mean, there are people still out of their homes all these months later from the October 2012 storm. There are still people living in trailers, and that's what they're worried about, and that's what they're concerned about. And this political scandal does not, apparently, if this is any indication, does not seem to have permeated deeply into all communities of the state.
I was following your Twitter feed as you were reporting on this town hall meeting, and you mentioned this very interesting give and take between a woman who stood up and said to the governor, I just want to go home. Tell me about that moment, and how did Christie respond?
She said, I'm Debbie from Brick, and I just want to go home. And he said, I'm Chris, the governor, and I want to get you home. And these are the populist words that the governor has in the past so effectively used to win over detractors. And by the end of that conversation, she said, thank you very much. And I went and talked to her afterwards, and I said, were you satisfied? And she's not satisfied. She's still out of her home. But like other Sandy victims, they don't specifically lay the blame on the governor. They kind of blame government in general. The governor again and again blamed the federal government. It's the federal government's regulations that have caused these delays in getting funds. And, you know, people at least a little bit seem to buy that, that maybe they think Christie deserves a little blame, but not all of the blame. And that's a something of a victory for him.
A Quinnipiac poll out today surveying Ohio voters found Chris Christie has lost his frontrunner status for the 2016 GOP presidential nomination. He's now dead even with all seven Republicans polled in that swing state. What does this tell you, Matt, and any indication from today's town hall meeting, the strategy Governor Christie might be using going forward?
This poll seems to be consistent with what we've seen nationally in some of these swing states. He's definitely lost some of the front runner steam that he had after his reelection. So going forward, the Christie camp is moving on two fronts. They're going to continue these town hall meetings. They're very effective for him, and it works for his supporters. And so there's going to be another one next week, I'm told. The second part of the strategy is to continue to appeal to national conservatives and those who may be voting in a Republican primary in 2016. He's operating as he would if this scandal didn't happen. So that means he's going to Washington in a couple of weeks and speaking at CPAC, the big conservative conference. That means he's still traveling the country very regularly as chairman of the Republican Governors Association, raising money for conservatives who are running for governor. These are favors he can cash in later if he wants to run for president. So they're continuing as if the scandal didn't happen, and they're playing to his strengths. And those strengths are town hall meetings locally and raising money nationally for Republicans.
New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. Thanks so much, Matt.
You got it, Amy.
And be sure to check out WNYC's new Christie Tracker, the place to go for all Chris Christie news. It's on our website, WNYC.org.